This is KNKX. Seattle Seahawks players have left team headquarters in Renton. They spent the past 2 weeks on the practice field. And off the field, quarterback Russell Wilson tried to put an offseason controversy behind him. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, is it safe for fans to re-embrace Russell Wilson?
Well, I think some fans are going to think a handshake is in order and maybe hold off the emotional hugs. I think it's going to take a hot September start before a lot of fans get over the tension that happened between Wilson, head coach Pete Carroll, and general manager John Schneider. In a press conference last week, Wilson finally met with reporters and tried to downplay real hard the tension he generated in February, where he gave national interviews and said he was tired of being sacked. And his agent gave to ESPN a list of four teams that he was willing to be traded to. And the Seahawks were not intending to trade him at all, but it caused a huge national controversy. And Carroll and Schneider were furious. And Wilson, in his response, sort of tried to blame the media, which is always an easy target. And he said he wanted to play his entire career here. There was confusion about what his intent was. There's no disconnect between himself and Carroll, and he and the players are all fine. Well, there was one thing that he said that actually rang true to me, besides his PR spin. He said, "Your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. You can't act emotionally or have feelings about little things," end quote. And that to me was the heart of the issue. Russell let his emotions get the best of him. He went public. I think he regrets it now. He won't say that. And while he won't apologize for it, he probably should have.
Well, and he also, this week when Pete Carroll was giving it his conference, interrupted him kind of jokingly, putting his arm around him, saying, "Just want to show we're still friends." And so I have this question for you, Art. Do you think that Russell Wilson did long-term damage to his relationship with his teammates and with fans?
Quarterbacks in the NFL can get away with saying almost anything about other players because the teams need them so much. So I think there's no damage with players. They get this. It was a business decision by Russell. He did cost himself some credibility with fans. And I still think people are entitled to be wondering about what's going to happen after this season.
Well, speaking of the season, in other NFL news this week, the league and the players' union announced a new set of COVID-19 protocols that create separate rules for vaccinated players and non-vaccinated players. What's the intent there?
Well, the Seahawks and most NFL teams, it turns out, are only about halfway there when it comes to vaccinating players on their roster. They've agreed to create some incentives, some might say coercion, to get non-vaccinated players to take the jab. There would be no more daily testing, no more masks, no more physical distancing. The non-vaccinated players are going to be isolated and revert back to the conditions of 2020. So owners and the union agree that vaccinating is a good thing, and if they can incentivize the players in the next 6 weeks to get their shots and be fully vaccinated by the time camp starts at the end of July, they're going to have a much more coherent season. And I think most players are going to jump on the bandwagon of vaccination after these incentives.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.